Rolf, good morning.
Good morning.
You just posted something for the future, yeah, about the plans, how the planning body is gonna approach to those issues.
Yeah, we are talking here about infrastructure distribution. So we have seen in the cyclone that with overhead electrical lines and so on, what trouble it can mean for us, which means that we had no electricity, which means water for a long time before all these lines were fixed again. And there was a general call in the community, let's put our infrastructure underground, our electric cables, at least in the city area, and the providing lines. So, and it is not only because of that, but because in general, there is the energy has now accumulated to a point where we can start seriously to think about a permanent infrastructure for the city. So, and now is the time to get started with that. We had left and right and small pieces of road, small pieces of electric cable, but now we look at the whole thing and to prepare the community also for an overall infrastructure distribution.
When you think that will happen?
It has already started.
Oh.
So we have already started the first parts, of which the community was always informed in advance. Now the next thing that will come, for example, will be next month another electrical high tension cable, which will go from the Matremandir transformer room and along the Kindergarten Road. Then it will join the Crown Road, will go along the Vickers Radial to the residential zone. So it is to interconnect different transformers, and with this we can achieve a more regular supply of electricity. Then regarding electricity also, there's only yesterday we received a report from the electrical service and Antoine about that Auroville will most probably be considered a pilot project in India for a smart grid application, no? For a more like a, how you say, a smart kind of system which allows a more regular supply, so where individual and decentralized power generation through solar panels and so on can be shared in a so-called smart grid. It's a very complicated thing, which I myself also cannot speak about all the details. One would be the best person to explain all this.
Okay.
So, but this is only one aspect of our work, you know, because we are also talking water, for example, water distribution, and so on. And so, in general, to get an idea of what it means, because we have so far we have developed more organically in different areas, different communities have sprung up and they have managed their own water, for example. No? So it is a decentralized systems we have community-wise, or two, three communities are combined with the same well, the same overhead tank. So the future will be, the ideal situation would be a decentralized but interconnected system, where all these decentralized systems of community wells and all that will be interconnected through one main pipe, which can then distribute everywhere, wherever, let's say, there is a problem in one of these community wells or something like that. Then it can. Then they will have it anyway because they are interconnected with the others.
Mm.
So we have to think of a city infrastructure, which is normally done first before the development happens. So because then it doesn't disturb later anymore. Now we have the problem that we have forests everywhere. We have development that has happened. No, and but we have a clearly accepted main grid for the Auroville infrastructure distribution, which is the crown and the radials, and in parts also the outer ring. So one of the things, so that we don't want any misunderstanding, is that we really not talking about roads.
Mm.
We are now doing a part of road which is going towards Kalabumi.
Yeah.
But that will be the last of the main roads. We do not want any transit traffic to happen and accommodate the villagers even more. No? So already there we want to focus in the mobility studies that will also now soon there will be a mobility task force will be created to look into these issues of mobility and to come up with a strategy for the next years to be implemented step by step to go in the right direction, to start to reduce this transit traffic mainly. You know, for that we need to work on a regional level as well in collaboration with the panchayats to see for proper bypass roads which so to have them improved in certain places, that's quite simple and easy to do, but it needs this work with the local authorities who do these kind of work.
Kalabumi Road is also not, it's not going to be only also road, but it's a construction for the parking space, right?
Exactly. In front of Kalabumi, there is a lot of, we need to create parking spaces because we have the amphitheater there, we have the other one of the music studio, and now we have Creeper has opened. And at the opening of Creeper, it was just a provisory cleaning that time, and motorcycles were standing up and down and up 200 meters away from the actual gate, to the entrance gate. So we could see here the scale of what it can be for such major events. No, and in Kalabumi we will have these events, so we will have to provide parking. And now that we are doing this stretch of road also paved, that we can experiment and demonstrate also what it means, this right of way, for example, which is the road and the infrastructure service corridor all together. So it is a corridor which should not be developed with the other houses or so, because it needs, it's not only the road, but it's mainly the service corridors, which have all the underground pipes and cables and all that. So, and there we want to here also demonstrate how this can be done in a pleasant and beautiful way. With
the parking, it's more pilot and as I said, the experiment.
But it will serve the whole area. No, so whatever future developments will happen, there will be sufficient parking space. Also, that is now only going to be in a temporary state, because at some places it will need to be opened again for the cable laying, for the pipe laying, and all that. No, so it is a. But already we can experiment with a nice landscaping. There also we want to introduce art eventually in the landscaping on the side of the road and the parking, so to make it in a pleasant kind of environment. No? Mm-hmm. Another thing that we can try out here is different examples of water, of soundproofing. Because when there is in the open amphitheater, when there is a performance happening, so that arriving and departing motorcycles and cars don't disturb the happening inside. Yeah. So it's mainly
and also the music, yeah. Usually there is loud. Yeah.
And that and the other way around as well. No, yeah. So here we can demonstrate how that would look. You know, how there are different designs for soundproofing. And which can be applied also in other places. If you think about Surrender, for example, mm-hmm. where people had concern regarding the sound of the road, you know, not to be disturbed in residential communities as well, or when residences are close to the Crown Road. So it can serve as an example, as a prototype of things that can be considered.
Some barriers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the illegal constructions? Is there any progress?
Illegal construction. These things. That's now a whole different issue. Yes, there will be some progress. You see, we have different types. Now we have Aurovillians, which are married to a non-Aurovillian, who own private land and who are building illegally in the city area. And we have other cases where an outsider, which has no connection to Auroville at all and who is building on private land, on his own land.
It's still within the master plan, yeah?
But within the master plan area. So now we have to consider that while the Auroville Aurovillian cases, that's a different matter that we have to solve internally. But for the outsider developments, there we have already means by being in direct contact with the authorities, with the town and country planning office in Chennai and in regionally in Vilippuram, where the officers are very forthcoming towards Auroville land use plan and the master plan. So, and there it is already clear that a non-objection certificate has to be issued by the Town Development Council in Auroville. So we have already that authority to do that. And if if that didn't happen, or if it's a very big project, then it has to be applied for in Vilippuram. Like this Dana Hotel, what we call Dana Development, no? Yeah. So there, it was stopped because of this, no? Because we are going step by step. We are more and more in contact with the local authorities. Tomorrow itself is a meeting in Kodalor with a collector and authorities regarding these issues, no? Regarding the recognition of the master plan area, our land use plan. And to obtain the obligation to obtain a non-objection certificate from our body.
Anything else new?
Oh, anything else new? Let me think. I mean, these are the main issues. Now we have the news that Mr. Balabaska is again the secretary of Auroville. We are all very happy about that. And otherwise, regarding land, also it seems there is progress happening in very important pieces of land, which are on the Crown Road, for example. Other important issues in the moment, not so much, but I mean, this is already work enough, you know. There was one major thing which will happen is that a project for ICITI, which is a communication and wireless connectivity for internet, for telephone, cell phones, and so on. Which would reduce the electromagnetic radiation, so it will be fiber optic cables to be put underground. There again, Auroville has been recognized as a pilot project to do such a thing, to have a smart interconnected network of fiber optic cables to...
You mean about Kalpana Tower? That thing?
No, not a tower. That's the whole point. It doesn't need a tower. It goes by fiber optic cables underground. There, the systems, the households and main systems in public places like here in the town hall, for example.
It would be with fiber optics.
It would go with fiber optics, no? So that would there you have a much higher speed, much better connectivity, and it would avoid, even for cell phones, it would avoid the towers. You know, we don't need them. So that is a project that also will come in the near future. And it's for that, actually, that this whole call for please be ready for this kind of works that will be undertaken. Because for this, you need to close the circuit. and the radials as well, no? Along these lines, main distribution lines, even within the sectors, along existing or planned roads, these cables will be laid in a permanent position so that they are in place.
Yeah, but that will be probably taken in steps, you know,
one part,
or you have to do it in one piece.
That is the thing. Here it is, this particular project gets the funding only if we establish the full thing, the full network. Then only the funding will come. It will, of course, also that will go in phases in which it will be installed. But this is the only one where it's one full supply with these cables. Another thing that has been some worries has been expressed that we don't do all over the place this kind of clearing. And also that, as it is announced in this article, it says, as and when needed. And we don't need it everywhere. You see, it's a water pipe, for example. There will be a main connection from here, from the town hall, to along the Crown Road to connect to the big water tank in the residential zone, no? To create a beginning of this interconnectedness in terms of water, no? But otherwise, and this electric cable. So that's the more immediate things that will happen in the near future.
But for us, who don't know much about it, it looks like a ditch on the side of the road, I believe, yeah, for some time.
Yeah, exactly. But at some places there is no road yet, because we, as I said, no, let's say along the Crown, there are certain places where it was not possible to open a road because there are communities, there are people living there, and it was not yet the need to disturb these people. But we have to think of, because we have that grid, main grid of distribution, that we have to start to think about applying that in a permanent position.
Well, I think we had a really good experience with the cyclone, which I think that it's convinced more or less all of us that we do need cables underground, because we do live in a cyclone area, right?
Yes, that's why. But it's not only this, it is, you see, our present situation is a total chaos, it's an absolute chaos, because we had to develop piecemeal and with missing lands, and it had even cables couldn't be put like this, they were impossible. We had to go either around or put them overhead lines, because it went above a private land. So there you cannot dig an underground line. So we could never go into permanent position. So everything that is existing now is outdated. For example, when you think of water, the internal community water distribution systems are sometimes so old that they are losing 1/3 or 50% of the water that is stored. Yeah, it is drastic.
Huge.
Yes, it's a large amount, huge amounts of water that are wasted this way. So all this has to be step by step now upgraded, but in a permanent place.
Okay, thank you for today.
Yeah, you're welcome.